I guess kind of, I just watched kind of teenagers and younger kids doing TED Talks when I was little, and I just soak everything up. Like, I'll just listen to anything and everything. And I guess I just thought it would be really amazing because I knew I was already passionate about sexism, and it would be such an amazing experience to do TED Talk. But yeah.
Welcome to Justice Matters, the podcast inspiring a world where everyone belongs. I'm your host, Tim Buxton.
Well, it's that time again for another episode of Justice Matters, and this time it was in the studio, and sitting across from me yesterday was the exceptional young Isla Freer at just 13 years of age, my youngest guest on the podcast, but also someone who I met 3 weeks ago and performed or gave a speech, a TED Talk at 13 years of old. She's in just in grade 8, and she talked about the important issue of sexism and gender equality. We dig into that today in this podcast with her. Wise beyond her years, that's for sure. But she's also living her dreams and pursuing them passionately. She wants to be a screenwriter one day, and we just have a hoot of a time. You will most definitely be inspired after you listen to this podcast. But right from the top, I want to also mention a couple extra things. One, I want to thank all our Patreons. Usually at the end of each of my episodes, I do thank all the Patreons. For those of you that jump on and support this podcast to make it actually able to run, thank you so much for your support. And there's ways that you can do that by going to justicematters.com/patreon.com, and you guys can jump and be a part of supporting and making this podcast continue to happen. We're getting to the business end of the year, the fun end of the year. Thanksgiving is almost upon us. We've only got a few more episodes left for season 2 to round out, and I can't wait to release the next few episodes. And we've got a real special, actually, episode that's going to be dropping on Human Rights Day. That's December 10th. An exciting live podcast that we will be doing with some friends from around the world. It's going to be phenomenal. There's going to be some exciting news to share as well. So keep an eye out for that December 10th. It's going to be live streamed on YouTube, and you guys can be a part of really recognizing, I think, one of the most important days in the calendar where we recognize the incredible injustices that are happening around the world. We open our eyes and we say, you know what? We're not going to stay silent anymore. We're going to do something about it. And there's so many people out there doing great things. And that's one of the things I just love about this podcast, being able to highlight not only the injustices, but also the incredible people out there doing some wonderful things to make this world a better place. Guys, thank you so much for tuning in. Let's get in to this episode with Isla Freer. Alrighty. Isla Freer, welcome to the Justice Matters podcast.
Thank you.
I'm so excited. You are not only my youngest guest on the podcast, but you will be my wife's favorite guest on the podcast. The reason being, Isla, is that, we first met just a few weeks ago, right? What were we doing?
We were at TEDx Currumbin.
Yeah, we did a TEDx talk together. Yes, Isla, who's with me today, you're only the ripe young age of 13. So where does that put you in school? What grade in school are you?
I'm in grade 8, but lots of 13-year-olds are in grade 7, but yeah.
Okay. So you're a grade 8-er. Man, I can't even think back to grade 8 and could never even consider that I would have done a TEDx talk in grade 8. But hey, Isla, the reason you're my favorite, you'll be my favorite guest is on that night there was about 15 or 16 people presenting. You're the one who smashed it out of the park for my wife, and she said you were her favorite. I can't wait to get into the nitty-gritties, not only a bit about what you spoke about, which is such an important issue of justice in the world, but I really am excited to introduce my audience to the beautiful person that you are, and your mum is here in the studio as well. And it's so exciting to have you on the show. So, Isla, you told me before we started that you had written on your bucket list when you were 8 years old to do a TED Talk. Is that true? So not only are you, got a passion of music and piano, but tell me about why would an 8-year-old want to have a TEDx or a TED Talk on their bucket list? Now it's time to take a moment to thank those who make this podcast possible. Not only our wonderful patrons, but Jared Bell from Walk a Mile Media, who produces the show. Thank you so much. And now here's an advert from our sponsor, Freedom Broadband.
Let me tell you about one of our partners, Freedom Broadband. They're an incredible profit-for-purpose business. Freedom Broadband is your all-in-one internet and telephone service provider, whether it's for your business or your home. Now, their internet connection and speeds are simply amazing, and they're in another league when it comes to the quality of their customer service. But here's what really sets them apart. When you switch to any of their services, they'll donate $5 every month to a nonprofit cause of your choice. As the founder of You Belong, an Australian-based nonprofit charity, one of the greatest challenges we face is fundraising. And I think I can speak for almost all leaders in the nonprofit world when I say that being able to have a residual income coming into your accounts to support your work is a dream come true. And like most nonprofits, our work is dependent on the generous support of individuals and groups that share our passion to empower refugees to integrate and thrive here in Australia. But what that means is that we spend more time and energy looking for ways to raise support. And what I'd desperately love to be doing is spending that time and our limited resources developing and growing the many successful programs that we run. But here's where our friends at Freedom Broadband come in. You see, a few months back, I was on a 4G wireless connection at home through one of the largest phone and internet companies here in Australia. And each month I was nervous about going over our usage, getting a nasty bill at the end, and I was working on a lot of the podcasting and videos at home, and the speeds I was getting were just painfully debilitating. And I finally decided to give Freedom Broadband a call. And within 2 minutes, I was on the call with Graham completing my application. And within a week, I had completely switched over to their $79 a month unlimited plan. And I can tell you firsthand, the service has been phenomenal. And I have a direct line to their customer service team whenever I have a question or need assistance. And now the studio and office where I work has switched over to Freedom Broadband as well. We're on their business plan and we haven't looked back. And how cool is this? Little by little, connection by connection, Aussie-owned and locally run Freedom Broadband is now actively supporting the great work of nonprofits in communities all around Australia. Simply by switching your internet to Freedom Broadband, you can help transform the lives of those less fortunate. And that's why I love these guys. And get this, head to freedombroadband.com.au and quote Justice Matters on your application form, and they will donate $50 from the activation fee to support Justice Matters. That's going to enable us to continue this podcast and inspire the world where everyone belongs. That's freedombroadband.com.au. Say goodbye to expensive, mediocre internet with poor customer service and hello to top-notch internet service and the good feeling of knowing you're supporting a great cause. Join Freedom Broadband today. Quote Justice Mattis and let's partner together with the internet that's helping to change the world.
Alrighty then, let's get back to the episode.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Justice Matters. I'd also like to shout out to the Patreon community that financially supports this podcast. Guys, thank you so much for your support. And you can join them simply by going to patreon.com/justicematters, where a simple donation of $5 a month, you can become part of the Patreon community and get access to behind-the-scenes content and extras that I share just with you. And lastly, there is another really important way that you can help support the podcast, and that's simply by rating it or leaving a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, maybe by subscribing on YouTube. Yes, we are a video podcast as well. Guys, thank you so much for listening in to this episode, Justice Matters. Please come again soon. I can't wait to share more episodes with you. Thank you so much. I'm your host, Tim Buxton. Thanks for listening.